Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Faisal Patel. I'm a senior journalist at Radio Islam International. When the 100 Box Challenge was introduced by Maulana Suleiman Rawat and by Maulana Ahmad Waja during our Monday morning meetings, I decided then and there that my 100 Box is going to benefit an entire family and not just one person. So that's what I set out to do. I went to the Trade Route Mall, Indonesia, because I love supporting local businesses. And the first shop that I went to, I decided to buy a jeans and t-shirt for a little girl aged 4 to 5. Now, I know little girls and boys love to dress up. They like nice clothes. And unfortunately, sometimes parents can't afford clothes for their children, never mind nice clothes. So that's the first item I bought, which is a jeans and a t-shirt for a little girl. Now, I also know that kids love toys. No matter which kid it is, they'll always play with a toy. So for the little girl as well, in a second shop that I went to, I decided to buy glitter jelly. Now, kids love glitter jelly. They have tons of fun with it. So I decided to buy this glitter jelly for her so she can have some fun, she can get excited, she can play with it and keep herself busy. So that's what I bought for the little girl as well. Now, one of the more important members of any family is the father, because he's got this massive responsibility like a mountain that weighs a ton on his shoulders, where he has to support his family, earn a living. It's not easy, especially in today's times with COVID-19. So for him, I decided that I'm going to buy a lunch tin. Why? So his wife can pack a good and nourishing lunch for him. And when he takes this to work, he can have that lunch. It will keep him productive. It will keep his mind sharp. It will also ensure that his work is good so that he can maintain his job and continue earning money for his family and supporting his family. Now, coming on to the mothers, I know that women love keeping their homes beautiful. They are the queen of their homes. And for the mother, I decided to buy a salt and pepper shaker in a shape of a macaroon. It's a really beautiful item, and she can use it for salt and pepper. Alternatively, she can use it as display items on a kitchen table, on a kitchen unit, or even a display shelf. So it's beautifying the home, and she can show it off when she gets visitors, but it makes the home beautiful, even if it's just a little small item. And then finally, for the entire family, I know that when we sit around the table after we eat food, you want something sweet to eat, either chocolate or some sweets. And the last item that I bought was jelly beans. So this jelly beans, the family can take this jelly beans, they can open up the packet and share it amongst themselves. So after they have supper, at least they'll have something to sweeten their palate, and they can have something to enjoy. Maybe they're sitting in a lounge and having a discussion, and they got something to snack on as well. So those are the 5 items that I bought for this family. The 5 items that I bought cost me a total of 98.60 rand. So after I bought the items, my wife and myself were walking out to the parking lot to go home. And on our way out, we seen a mother and her 2 children walking out of the mall. And at that moment, my heart just sank, and I decided to give all the items that I bought to the mother and to the 2 little girls that were accompanying her 2 children. Now, at first, they didn't believe it because they thought, I'm going to charge them for this. So I told them, no, I am sharing it with you because I want to do something good for them. So that's who I shared it with. They absolutely appreciated it. They loved it. The little girl had a smile on her face because she got a new t-shirt and a jeans. She even got something to play with. The mother was quite ecstatic. She got something for her home. And she was also quite happy that she got a little lunch tin to pack her husband lunch and the sweets to share among the family. They were quite ecstatic. I love helping people in every which way I can. And I can tell you that what I learned from the 100 Box Challenge, something doesn't need to be expensive to make a difference. I spent 100 rand and I bought 5 items, which benefited an entire family. So it depends how you spend that money that will actually make a difference. Sometimes you just need to put a little thought in what you're going to buy. And when you put that thought in it, it can really get you a lot of stuff, which can really make a difference to your life or alternatively the life of someone else.